Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and yeah, let's get on with Bear Witness. Sorry about that, guys. You know, shit happens, and we're back. And you guys can hear me now. I know you can. I fucking turned the mic volume up to 75. I know you can hear me. You'll be able to hear if I accidentally fart. I mean, that's how high my volume is set up now. So, we're good. Let's get going. Okay, is she hot? Of course she's hot. Yes, but so are you. A good save, brah. So, she sits up. You're lucky I'm not jealous or I'd be inflicting damage right now. Ha! I think you are jealous, but you don't have to be. I'm here with you right now. Yes, you are. What? I'm trying to figure out if we have time for a quickie. Shit, I wish I did, but I've got class in a bit and I need to shower. I smell like, well, you. She scoffs in a mock outrage. Ah, how dare you! I smell wonderful, like flowers and sunshine. I don't think sunshine has a smell. Well, if it did, that'd be what I would smell like, you jerk! Aha, come here. You pull her close, and she puts up a struggle, though you quickly overcome it. I always do that. You smell wonderful. I just don't want my classmates knowing it. You lean in and kiss her, and she puts up a token resistance before the two of you melt together. Eventually, she breaks away. Okay, stop. You're gonna get us both riled up, and you don't have time. Heh, okay. Gonna hop in the shower, then. And I'm gonna get some more sleep. Your bed is cozy. You do that. You kiss her forehead, and then head downstairs for the bathroom with fresh clothes in hand. Now you say, Grim... Why did you pick this one? We know you were picking Thena. Yeah, I would. Me, this guy here sitting in the chair, I'm picking Thena. Because I've been with women like Thena. But, it's time, you know, hell, why not? I never got a chance to get two of them at one time. Usually that's not the thing to do. If you try to do that in real life, you're going to have more problems than you need.
Well, I know some guys, well, I'm a player.
Well, it's a little bit different back in the, you know, the early 2000s. You know, back when they still had covered wagons and then that sort of thing. You know, we didn't have the fancy technology. Athena's in the kitchen making coffee when you get to the base of the stairs. Oh, well, crap. This has the potential for me to get physically injured. You guys have fun? I'm sorry, Athena. No, don't apologize. It's fine. She and I really aren't together, and it isn't as if you and I were... Whoa, hold up. You and her are in a relationship, even if you don't want to admit that. I'm just trying to figure out if there's a place in there for me.
Is there? Maybe.
Well, that's better than no. You grin at her, and she blushes and turns her head away. You gently touch her chin and turn her face back to you. You lean in for a kiss, but she stops you. You, no morning breath, and you reek of sex. Go get a shower, and I'll consider kissing you. Okay, but I'm holding you to that. I didn't make any promises. Go! She shooes you away, and you laugh as you head to the bathroom. After you shower, you head to the school gym where you work out with Sadie. Once you're finished, but we will be visiting her tonight, too, because I've got 4 games to go through, and not that much time. Once you're finished with your cardio, you hit the men's locker room to freshen up and then head to class. After about an hour and a half long class, it finally finishes and you head out into the hallway where you're stopped by Sadie. Hey, you! Oh, hey, Sadie, how you feeling? Pretty good. My workout kind of energized me. So what's up? Just got out of class, you? Damn, I mean... I think she had some problems getting the buttons on that outfit. I just think she did. So, you know what? Fuck it. Same here. Any big plans this weekend? Got any dates lined up? Oh no, nothing like that. Just gonna work on a few projects. Maybe get out and do some photography. Almost said pornography. That's cool. What about you? Any, hot dates? I do have a hot date. Well, kinda. I think she's taking pity on me or something. Says I could use some instruction on how to behave like a gentleman. Or something. I don't know. The entire conversation was a little weird. Who's that girl in the back? Wait, she asked you out to, like, train you? Okay, you make it sound even weirder than it already was. Ah, no. I just think you could use a little training. Oh, no, I just gave you... Oh, yes, I'm gonna be using this against you for years, sir. You've dug your grave. It's too late. Fuck. Haha, oh, God, I can't wait to spring this on you in front of a girl you like. Oof, don't do that. I can sabotage my own chances just fine. Thank you very much. I bet. So what's the girl's name? Zenda. It's not Zelda, but it's close. Oh, I know her. Well, I've met her. She seems posh. Yeah, she is very posh, guys. She does, but I get the impression it's kind of a front. Why do you say that? I don't know. I got a very different impression of her when she and I first met, and then all of a sudden she has this air about her. What is that girl doing? I could just be reading into things a bit. Oh, she's giving me a wink. You know what that means. Maybe. Do you like her? I have no idea yet. I guess we'll see after tonight. Well, good luck. Aha, thanks. I'll talk to you later, cause I got stuff to do. She does a little bounce and runs down the hall ahead of you. You can't help but chuckle. She's such a dork. Good catch on the cuz thing, though. You get home a bit later. As you step inside, you can hear Heidi and Athena talking in the living area. They quiet down when you close the front door. Hey, how was class? It's good. Not learning anything new just yet, but hopefully that changes soon. Again, with Athena on her, with her feet on the table? That's cool. You doing anything tonight? They just need to get a footstool. That's all it is. I mean, the table is pretty much a footstool. I'm surprised she didn't knock down that vase yet. You stop and look at the two of them. You get the sinking suspicion they were plotting on you when you got home. Why? We just thought it might be cool to do a movie night or something. Yeah, do a movie night with the two girls. Hey, Lust Theory taught us that a movie night with pretty girls always ends up good. Well, I mean, at least in these games. I've got a date tonight, actually. Kind of. It's a whole thing. You have a kind of date? Oh, yeah. I already made the mistake of explaining it to one person today. I'm not doing that again. Ooh, mysterious. Yeah, anyways, yeah, going out tonight. Athena has been quiet the entire time watching the two of you talk. You look at her. Was she plotting something? Yes. Ah, that's not fair. It's a plan, not a plot. Is there a difference? Yes, nefarious intent. The difference between a plan and a plot is nefarious intent? Correct. Okay, so which is which? A plot has nefarious intent. A plan is just neutral, no intent. You narrow your eyes at her. I think you plot all the time, and this is no exception. Heidi has an expression of mock outrage. Ah, you wound me! He's got your number already, babe. And you, I'm betrayed. She slumps down on the couch dramatically. Anyway, if you weren't busy, we were gonna see if you wanted to order some pizza and watch a movie here with us. I don't want to cancel the date with Zenda yet. Shit, I normally love to hang out, but I don't want to cancel on her. No, I get it. You have fun. You too. I'm not sure what time we'll be done, but if it's late when I get back, I'll try to keep it down. Wait, are you bringing her back here? I hadn't planned. Leave him alone. He's allowed to bring girls home. I am? Athena looks at you sharply. Yes, just don't be, you know, crude about it. Aha, I don't think she'd be okay with that, so I'll try not to. Well, have fun then, I guess. You smile at her as she pouts at you, then you head to your room to keep busy until it's time to get ready. That woman called him to set up the date, man. You don't just... I mean, and plus they talked about that date in advance. She'd be so fucking mad. I mean, that'd be it with Zenda. I'm not the biggest fan of Zenda, but Zenda went through all the work. You might as well go ahead and see what's going down. Soon enough, 7 p.m. rolls around and you start getting cleaned up and changed. Not too shabby, if I do say so myself. A short while after getting dressed and combing your hair, you receive a text from Zenda that she's 5 minutes away. Heading downstairs, you wave to the girls and step outside to wait for her. Okay. Eventually, Zenda pulls up and you head towards her and her beautiful car. Yeah, she's got a nice car. Hey, you. Oh, she looks nice. Hello. Nice, jeans. Yeah, sorry about that. I don't have a lot of options beyond casual clothes. It's alright. I'm sure it won't be an issue. Your shirt looks nice, though. I'm glad you didn't wear a Power Rangers t-shirt or something. That's one thing I'm missing. Power Rangers t-shirt. You laugh as the car pulls away. Power Rangers? Not 12.
Well, I'm almost 40, and I like my Power Rangers, damn it.
I don't know. I see a grown men wearing all sorts of ridiculous shirts. I saw one a few days ago that had a My Little Pony shirt on.
Well, that there, I can't do. Not my thing, guys. Not hating on it, just not my thing. Oof, yeah, that's a little weird.
It's just nice to see a man wearing something that doesn't feel like he's trying to express his pop culture fandoms. I get that. I don't wear a lot of stuff like that, even though I'm a massive geek. I just like my clothes to be, I don't know, simple. Well, there's something to be said for minimalism.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know, guys. For me, I like wearing stuff that I think is cool. That's generally the kind of person I am, and that's how I dress. I don't like just wearing, oh, well, that's a patterned shirt, or that's a blue shirt, or that's a black shirt. Oh, look, see, my shirt is blue today. It's just a regular blue shirt. There's nothing on it. It's boring as shit. I'm one of these guys that likes to make clothes be a form of expression. Now, sometimes if you're dressed real nice in, you know, formal, not casual, but sometimes if you're dressed real nice, that can be an expression. It can be an expression of wealth, you know, make yourself look wealthy. People might think you are wealthy.
Well, damn, that man's got some money,
you know. And then sometimes you can dress like a hobo and people will think you're poor.
Oh, well, that man, he doesn't have any money.
And there's just two ways of doing it, guys. I'm glad I went with an LBD rather than something more extravagant, though.
LBD?
Little black dress. Ah, yes, the classic little black dress. Oh, that's a thing? That's been a thing since people were dating. It is, see? You're already learning something new. In modern times... I don't know about little black dresses in the 1800s. They may have existed. I'll have to do some research on that later. Heh, I guess I am. The two of you chat some more before pulling up to the restaurant. It looks expensive. Here we are.
Wow, this is nice.
Zenda takes you in her arm as you walk towards the entrance. I love the food here, one of the few fine dining places within driving distance, and they don't skimp on the portions. Yeah, I thought all fine dining restaurants had tiny portions. Sometimes they do.
What is this?
It's bread, sir.
Bread? That looks like a cracker. Do you literally expect me to eat a cracker?
Most do. It's maddening. I like to feel comfortably full after a meal, not famished.
Waiter, where's the rest of my meat?
That is your meat.
That's not an entire piece of meat. That's a serving of meat.
Santa speaks with a maitre d'. I'm not sure. Like, I don't eat that many super fancy places. But they have Infamous, so, you know, I might give it a shot. Gotta try it. It's got the big skull and crossbones on it. How bad can it be? As long as it's not poison, we'll be okay, right? Who guides you to... Excuse me. Guides the two of you to a table. The restaurant isn't crowded, and you feel secluded here. You make small talk as you peruse the menus, eventually ordering and then settling into a comfortable silence for a moment. So, I'm curious. Oh? Is there anywhere you've not visited that you'd love to see? Oh, I'd love to go to Japan. It's such a beautiful country, and Tokyo looks like it would be wonderful to see in person. Well, we've seen that, right, with Once in a Lifetime. Check that one out here on the channel as well. That's a fantastic answer. How about you? Well, I've not traveled outside the States at all, but I'd love to see New Zealand. That's another beautiful country. I've not visited there either. Yeah, it's gorgeous. I've wanted to go ever since my first time watching the Lord of the Rings movies. I'm sure it is a beautiful country. I've never seen them. You what? She laughs and smiles at you. You look so offended. I am. How could you have never seen Lord of the Rings? She shrugs lazily. Fantasy and science fiction weren't very popular in my household. My father didn't have time for whimsy. Sometimes it's like that in cultural households. Oh no, I feel so sad for you. Oh shush, it wasn't so bad. Maybe we can sit down and watch them together. You sure about that? That's a time commitment there. I mean, I'd totally be down for that. It's just three movies, isn't it? Oh no! That's a day. You start that early in the morning, and that gets over late at night. Well, yes, but also no. I won't inflict the Hobbit movies on you unless you really want to watch them. Now, some of them aren't bad. Some of the Hobbit stuff wasn't necessarily that bad, and they did try to make it more, like, action-oriented. Like, they weren't necessarily singing a lot of songs and things. But the Lord of the Rings trilogy is long just in itself. How long? Oh, I think the extended versions, which are better in every way, and that's what we'd be watching. I think they're a bit over 11 hours long. Yeah, I said that right, guys. What? Ha, I told you it was a time commitment. Holy shit. She looks around blushing and leans in towards you as she lowers her voice. Holy shit, have you ever watched it all in one sitting? I know people that have watched it once and again and again and again and again. They'll put it on while they're doing things because it's just something that you like to have on while you're working, while you're cleaning your house. People do that. Oh, you bet. A few times. It's like the Star Wars films, the first three. Sorry, guys. I mean four, five, and six. You know, New Hope and all those. I mean, yes, the prequels are okay, but I don't think it's really fun to start out with the Phantom Menace. The Phantom Menace was always a little slow. Of course, it got a little better. Definitely not gonna go into the sequel trilogy, which doesn't exist as far as I'm concerned. What sequel trilogy? I didn't mention a sequel trilogy. Of course not. Rogue One's good, though. I'll give Rogue One that. She looks at you doubtfully. I feel like you're having me on. I swear I'm not. Look it up. You know what? I will. She pulls out her phone and you watch her, grinning. Oh my god, you weren't lying. I told you. 11.5 hours. I'm shocked. My god, that's almost an entire day. You still want to sit down and watch them all with me? I mean, we could space them out. Aha, that's probably a good idea. The servers appear with your food and the conversation quiets as the two of you enjoy your meal. Zenda wasn't lying. The portions are large and the food? Fantastic. You push your plate away, well shy of cleaning it. Okay, I eat any more and you're gonna have to roll me onto the dance floor. Haha, probably a good idea to stop then. I can't believe you're actually finishing. You gonna be okay to dance? Oh, darling, you have no idea. She smiles at you as she finishes her meal. Moments later, your plates have been cleared and Zenda is handling the check.
Wow.
Are you sure I can't pay for at least part of this? Zenda grins and slides the check towards you. After a quick glance, you realize that the cash you have on hand would barely make a dent.
Well, she's showing her money.
Oh. Yeah, I've paid a bill like that for Eaton. And, good lord. Okay, so the draft beer was $10. That's about what you'll pay. How much did I pay for that Beetlejuice? Oh man, I should have. I could have punched myself in the mouth for that. I think I paid about $20 for a small. They literally just gave me a small glass of this Beetlejuice. It was like blackberry and I can't remember what kind of. Was it rum or gin? I can't remember what it was, but it was really good. It just wasn't worth the amount of money I paid for it. And I remember I took my mother up to this one higher, I guess, it's a more expensive place, and I paid about $80 for that. And I was like, woo! I don't think I'll be eating there for a while. But yeah, $111. Don't forget about the tax. So it's probably more than that. It's probably about $130, I'd say. And don't forget about tips. I did say it was on me, or rather, on my father. Well, thank him for me. Aha, I might. Are you ready to go?
I am.
The two of you depart the restaurant, chattering idly on the way to the nightclub. After 15 minutes later, about 15 minutes later, you pull up to a dilapidated building on the edge of the city's industrial area. Are you planning on dumping my body here or something? Aha, no, there's a wonderful little club with a gorgeous dance floor in there. Okay, I'll believe you, for now. The two of you pass a massive bouncer who gives you a nod, okay, as you enter the building. At least you hope he's a bouncer and not the guy who's going to whack you. He's a bouncer. After passing through two doors and past a booth that takes your entrance fee, you hear the deep bass of the music inside. Zenda drags you inside by your wrist. She has to shout for you to hear her. Well, what do you think? It's awesome! Yes, it is! She turns and heads for the bar and you follow. You talk with the cute bartender who keeps shooting you looks and orders some drinks. You and Zenda find yourselves watching the dance floor and drowning your drinks. You find yourself stealing glances at her and you catch her doing the same. She smiles at you broadly as she finishes her drink. Time to dance!
Oh, okay, yeah!
She pulls you out onto the floor and the two of you start dancing.
What are you doing?
What is she doing?
Dancing.
Okay, loosen up. You look like you're doing the robot, but you have a brain injury. Hey, rude! Aha, come here!
She pulls you closer, guiding you with the music. You can smell her perfume, light and flowery, and it gives you a heady feeling. I love that.
You can feel her breath on your neck when she pulls you close. Her lips touch your ear, and she nips at it before pulling away again and smiling. You dance together for what feels like hours until you have to excuse yourself and head to the restroom. You head to the restroom, take a piss, and freshen up a bit. You head back out to the dance floor. You see her dancing with another guy who is clearly trying to put the moves on her. He's close and she's not pushing him away.
Hold up.
She looks like she's having fun and I feel like a dick trying to cut in on her.
No, bruh, go ahead.
Cut in. fuck that, she said. No, 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 let's see what's going on. Let that man have fun. She doesn't come off the dance floor, and the man she's dancing with doesn't back off. You catch her glancing at you from time to time, and you get the impression she's disappointed. After about half an hour, she steps off the dance floor without a look at the guy who was dancing with her. He looks a little stunned at the dismissal as she walks up to you. Why are you over here and not out on the floor? You looked like you were having fun. I didn't want to impose. She puts her hands on her hips and lets out an exasperated huff. Grim, I'm your date. You should have cut in, but instead you're over here moping. Aye. Fuck that. She's here with me. Alright, fatso! You step onto the dance floor behind Zenda. You snake an arm around her waist and pull her away from the guy she's dancing with. She spins around in your arm. Oh, look at him. He's not happy. Well, sir, you'll just have to go home tonight and walk off by yourself. She spins around in your arm and her eyes light on you. And as her eyes light on you, she smiles. Grabbing your hips, she pulls you in close and kisses you hard. She's driving me crazy with her tongue. The two of you dance with one another, bodies pressed tightly together, and you trade kisses and looks for the next few songs. Zenda continues to look at you with her desire-filled eyes. Oh, that's nice. Okay, I have one last move up my sleeve. Lord help me. She pulls you off the floor and you follow her through the doors and outside. You two head outside to her car. You. I'm sorry, I probably should have. No, you did exactly what I wanted you to do. She grabs you and pulls you in for another molten hot kiss. Come here. I want you. I want you too. Right now. That doesn't mean tomorrow. That doesn't mean the day after next. That doesn't mean yesterday, obviously. It means right now, folks. Here? Yes. What about the big-ass doors? What if someone sees us? The place is closed, and if someone does see us, let's give them a show. Zenda pulls her dress up and over her head and leans across the hood to lay it down gently. She turns back to you and you raise a brow and question. It's a $400 dress. I don't want you ripping it. She smiles and shimmies her black panties down her legs. She steps towards you and slides them into the pocket of your jeans. Now, I need you to fuck me now. I'm so insanely wet. You begin to touch her beautiful breasts as she moans out in pleasure. Jesus, Grim, this thing is fucking massive. You have a fantastic cock on. I can't wait to feel it inside of me. She grabs your cock forcefully and begins to stroke it. She bends over, knowing exactly what you both want. She wiggles her ass back and forth at you, enticing you. Ah, stop teasing me. Come on, do it. Fuck this pussy. Make it yours. You push your cock into her wet slit, not hesitating at all, and she groans as you fill her. Oh, fuck, big, that thing is filling me up completely. Ah, shit, oh my god. You grab her arm and begin pounding her. Her scent fills the air and it drives you to fuck her harder. Oh, fuck yes, fuck me, lover. Ugh, your dick was made for this pussy, babe. God, you're so wet. I'm sliding in and out so easily. Ugh, keep going. Almost there. The sound of your hips hitting her ass is echoing throughout the parking lot. You glance around and you see another couple watching you through the windshield of their car. We have an audience. Oh, fuck. Where? Look over to your right. She looks over, and the moment she sees them, you feel her clamp down on you, her body shuddering as she climaxes. Ah, Grim, I'm coming hard! You grab the nape of her hair and begin pounding her even harder. You like getting caught by random strangers, huh? Yes. Oh my god! It pushes you over the edge, and you're barely able to get out the question. I'm gonna come. Where? Wherever you want, baby. You pull back and grab your cock just in time to let loose your first spurt of cum across her back. It ends up landing across her ass and lower back. Her hips are still buckling as you fire off your last few shots. You grab her waist and get close to her. That was incredible. She sighs happily and slightly blushes as you kiss her ear. It was amazing, but we aren't done. No. No. Get in the car. Okay. So, here's where we're going to have to end it for now. All right, guys. So, this is the Grim Lord, and we'll see you next time with more Bear Witness. So, just bear with us. I'm out.